Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to talk with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN.
Well, we'll start by going back last week. Obviously, a disappointing result there against the Falcons of OABCIG. I guess, what did they do well that kind of let them control the game?
Well, I think their ability to make big plays, they had quite a few of them, were their drives maybe lasted at times, you know, 2-3 plays. And then we might have busted a coverage or just gave up a big play defensively. And then offensively, we had a ground game going. We just couldn't finish. Penalties shot us in the foot. And so those are two areas that we, tried to clean up, heading in this week.
Well, I know there were some things you wanted to do last week, and part of that was the ground game, trying to get things going, kind of, managing the clock a little bit. But obviously that's a little bit harder to do when they are having those short drives. When they're just going down the field and scoring, it doesn't change much of the game as far as time of possession is concerned.
No, certainly not. But we had what we wanted going into halftime, 13-9 game. We had things going a little bit on the ground. We come out in the second half. Same thing, get things going. I think we put together a 50, 60-yard drive, get close into the red zone, and then, again, penalties shoot ourselves in the foot and back us up. And we're not the type of team that's capable of overcoming a third and 20. And that was the difference offensively for us.
Well, and on the other side of the ball, obviously you don't want to give up, big plays like that that can change a game. Is it more of assignments or just somebody not being where they're supposed to be? What was the issue there?
Well, a little bit of both. We had a couple busts in coverage, a couple guys not talking on the back end, and then, just a missed tackle here or there. So, again, something that we tried to do, make things a little bit simpler for our guys on the back end to, help ourselves out this week.
Well, you turn the page now here to go on the road to take on a different opponent here in Greene County and a team that, they've kind of, I guess, experienced a little bit of a change here the past couple of seasons. A new coaching staff, they're trying to instill a new culture up there, and they've certainly turned around as far as, some of their wins and losses have been concerned over the last 2 years. Sounds like they're playing really solid defense. It's one of the things that they like to hang their hat on. What have you been able to see here so far from the Rams?
Well, it kind of reminds me of us, 2 years ago, where we start out as a 1-8 season and then turn around last year and have a 5-4 season. That's exactly what kind of looks like Jefferson's doing last year. They were 1-8, but they return everybody. So they have, all their returnees that played last year, and it looks like they're going to put together, a decent season. It'll depend on how they're, finish, but we kind of want to play spoiler on that. We're looking forward to going up there. They've got a couple. They got one D1 player who's only a junior, 6'9", 325, or 295. He's a big boy, but, some of our best players are going to be lined up against him.
Yeah, that's obviously a challenge when you get somebody in there with that kind of size and obviously has, some good talent if the people are looking at him at that level to want him to move on to play, at the next level in college. But it's always fun to have those types of challenges, too. I think you've seen that the last couple of years. You played against some guys that have been in that same position, and you've had guys have success.
Yeah, it's going to come down to whether we're healthy or not. Connor Pellett sustained a deep thigh bruise last week early in the second half, so he missed the entire second half of the game. If we can get him back, our trainer Andy Neiman's doing a great job with him, and he'll be a game-time decision, but he's the type of guy that when he goes against that competition, he just plays that much better, and it was evident last year against Creston, who had a D1 player now playing for Iowa State. So we're hoping to see that matchup and see what Connor can do.
Well, it's like we talked about last week with the result there against Kemper that was disappointing. Obviously, this is, something else that maybe could bring you down. But I guess your thoughts on the feelings in the room, how the guys have responded.
Well, we've tried to simplify a few things, as I mentioned before. Defensively, we are going to try on the back end and the secondary, just keep everything in front of us and rally to the football and hopefully not give up that big play. I think our guys are comfortable with that. It's a little bit simpler coverage scheme, and that allows them to play a little bit faster, though, too. Offensively, we're going to still commit to the run game. And last week, that seemed to work for us. I thought our O-line, you know, came through. We were pretty hard on them, and, you know, they showed up. So that's going to be real critical this week as well with, you know, being outsized a little bit up front. Can we hit some quick hitters, keep control of the football, and move the chains and keep our defense off the field? So I think our guys are, you know, excited about our game plan.
Well, when you look at that side of the ball, when you do have the football, one of the things that Greene County has shown a little bit here throughout the season is the – you know, they like to maybe take some chances here or there. They like to try to bring some heat and play, you know, one-on-one on the back end. That obviously gives a chance for some of your guys on the edge to make some plays, but you have to give Chase some time to try to get him the ball as well, which is something that's been a little bit of a problem here these past couple of weeks. So obviously something you'll be looking to try to slow them down when they bring that heat.
Definitely, and when we decide to throw the football, we're going to have to do it early, you know, on first or second down. It's too easy for the defense to, you know, just tee off on you. If it's third and 10, they know you're throwing it. So when we take our chances, we're going to look for big plays. They give us that opportunity playing man-to-man on the outside. We've got to have some guys make some plays. That's kind of the difference in the ball game a little bit last week is, you know, in the second half, a couple of their guys, you know, made a guy miss a tackle and they were off to the races. Well, that's what we need out of our guys. So we talked a little bit about that as well. And I think our guys are up to the challenge. You know, they know that in that man-to-man coverage that Jefferson presents, if they can make a play, it's going to be six.
Well, and when you flip to the other side, you look at what they like to do offensively. They're, you seem to be pretty balanced here for the most part this season. They have a good mix of the run-pass game, trying to keep things a little bit unpredictable. They'll show you multiple things. I guess, what are you kind of preparing for on that side?
Well, they put a lot of pressure on you defensively just because they're so balanced. But for us, it's going to be stop the run. We're pretty good if we can get the run stopped and make that team more one-dimensional. But, you know, they're so big up front. Both their tackles are big. You know, if we can do that, get that run stopped and get them, you know, throwing the football, we'll be okay.
Yeah, you know, having the guys up front, I guess, up to that physical challenge is a big part of the issue against some of these teams, and especially when they have big players that they're going to, you know, they're going to try to run behind. That's probably, I'm sure, that what they want to do, their bread and butter against everybody, is establish that run. So if you can set the tone first, it certainly makes a difference.
Yeah, we're going to need to get some turnovers as well, but, you know, as big as they are, I think we're still a little bit quicker. We got to use our quickness and our speed defensively to try and get to guys quick and track them down quick. If we don't get any penetration, it'll be a long night. They'll be able to run the football.
Well, at this point in the season, health always becomes a little bit of an issue as well. I guess overall, you already talked about Connor a little bit. Overall, how's the rest of the team doing?
I think everybody's okay. You know, Connor, that deep thigh bruise, not only does it hurt us defensively, but offensively too. In the first half last week, he was our leading rusher. A lot of tough yards, a lot of yards. You know, those 6-7 yard gains don't look like much from the stands or when you watch football on TV, but it's a huge thing, especially for our football team, to put us in second and four. We got so many more options we can do then. The defense won't blitz as much on second and four, and that's just a big thing. So Tyler Mullen, we've been repping him at the fullback position this week. He's going to probably get a lot of the carries, and we're just going to try to probably save Connor just for defense. But so it might be a little slow going just to get our feet underneath us with some position moves offensively, but we think we're going to be okay.
Well, and one of those things that maybe has been holding your team back a little bit is, you know, the ability to, I guess we already kind of talked about it, but to execute and hit that big play. You know, you need some other guys out there to contribute. We talked about, you know, Chase sometimes maybe having to try to do a little bit too much on his own just because of the nature of how plays have broken down. But, you know, give him a little bit of time, and those other guys out there have to be able to make those big catches, make that one guy miss, and that's, you know, a big difference.
Yeah, and we're trying to get some other guys involved now too. Zade Nicholson, we're going to try to get him the ball in the backfield a little bit. You know, a little Colin Molinex, we're going to try to get him the ball in space as well. You know, both those guys can run. You know, Tyler Mullen we already talked about, but Logan Riley is starting to come on a little bit. So we're going to split Logan out and maybe try to create a one-on-one matchup that works in our favor a little bit more instead of keeping him in at tight end.
Well, Coach, it's obviously been a little bit tough here these last couple of weeks. Not the outcome you wanted, but things starting to maybe trend the other direction with the thoughts of the guys. It seems like you feel pretty confident on how they're reacting and responding and being coachable, and that's what you like to see here at this point in the season.
Yeah, definitely. Our attitudes have been fine in practice. Our efforts has been good, too. So that's a concern you always have when you drop a couple games. But as we're moving forward, that's exactly what we're doing. We're just keep moving forward, and our guys seem to be responding.
Well, Coach, we look forward to a good hard-hitting game here on Friday night. We appreciate you taking some time to talk about your squad.
Yep, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN for covering our football squad.
All right, that's Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. That's going to do it for another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.